Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Part of the JC Hawk Sports Network. Tune in tonight to hear news about the Tennessee Thunder and the USWFL. Listen live every week on Blog Talk Radio or catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many others. Just type in JC Hawks Radio in the search box.
All right, welcome to the fifth quarter, Coach Johnson. Tonight we got a special show to get on here tonight. We're going to draft the USWFL All-Stars live. We've got a bunch of them to get through, so it'll be a pretty long night. Be a great venue. These girls going to get this live feed pulled up here in just a little bit. We can get started. I'm going to read off the names of all the players and the teams they play for. And then we will, after that, I've got a few announcements to make. We will start drawing here in a little bit. I'm going in order on these teams by the power rankings. And the power rankings, RVA is first right now, and they got Jantel Talley, Amelia Binyard, Deanna Lyles, Brandy McGill, Tyler Lawrence, Jenna Gray, Nia Johnson, LaVon Smith, Tara Sampson, Alicia Keys, Vanessa Bunning, Jessica Berry, Kayla Higgins, Jaquan Logan, Kamisha Brody, and Lauren Brewer. There was a few that was injured that made it. I didn't write their names down, but I will get them before we get off and announce those as well. So now Huntsville will go to them. They're ranked second in the power rankings. We got Janae Strong, Ariel Merriweather, Valencia McCain, Asia Nobles, Lissette Russell, Adrian Marsh, Ashley Brown, Aku Nelson, Jessalyn Barksdale, Callie Prince, Caitlin Street. That's the Huntsville Tigers. They're second in the power rank. Third, we got the Cincinnati Sizzle, Marquia Turner, Loretta Pride, Heaven Rios, Andreanna Thomas, Tamara Fennell, Michelle Clark, Danelle Sutterwhite, Denia Cranmo, Jay Watson, Shiloh Austin, Precious Hunty, Bridget Wright, Jamila McCollum, Jennifer Johnson, and Shirley Elders. That's the Cincinnati Sizzle. They're third in the power rankings. If I mispronounce some of these names, I apologize. Tennessee Thunder, they're ranked fourth in the power rankings. We got Kayla Henry, Rebecca Pounders, Amanda Whitcomb, Casey Hall, Emily Harrell, Zoe Moreland, Christina Harmon, Ashley Miner, Emily Nelson, Melody Owens, Lily Montanez, Jennifer Johnson, and Ashley Holloway. That's Tennessee Thunder. They're ranked fourth in the power rankings. Fifth, we got Detroit Prowl. We got Kelly Bernadine, Lexi Bryant, Sierra Derrick Jones, Kennedy Daly, Chantel Shelton, Allie Gorsica, Toya Chanel, Brianna Patman, Mary Wells, Jasmine Hamilton, Courtney Powell, Taylor Everding, Dan Kildare, Alana Buckley, Octavia Griswold, and Christy Brandon. That's the Detroit Proud. They're ranked fifth in the power rankings. Next, we got the Michigan Queens. We got Myra Johnson, Jasmine Gray, Brittany Rebus, Lyanna Tucker, Emerald Johnson, Lurie Brown, Jasmine Thomas, Milana Stramal, and Ashley Rivera. That's the Michigan Queens. They're ranked sixth in the power ranking. Next, we got the South Carolina Scorpions. We got Tasha Feaster, Janelle Edwards, Gina Stacks, Joanne Wilson, Taisha Suber, Francesca Miller, Joretta Hennigan, and Kia West, Camilla Wilson, Patty Thompson. That's South Carolina Scorpions, and they're ranked seventh in the power rankings. All right, so the announcement is the coaches for each side. The head coach for the North is going to be Mike Hickam, and he's from the RVA Tomahawks. And the South coach is Dave Johnson and Mike Wallace. We weren't going to coach this side, but the coach we had picked, he had to back out, and we resumed that spot. So that's how that came about. We weren't going to coach, but we ended up. So it's going to be fine. We're going to be there. We're going to be ready no matter what. So looking forward to it. Mike's going to do a great job with the North. We're going to do the best we can with the South, and hope everybody enjoys what we've got going on here. Now, the girls are going to create a Facebook page for the North and the South when we're done. Okay, so depending on which team you are on, you need to find that group. It'll be on Facebook. Okay, so listen, and if you get confused, if which team you're on, you can find those groups and you'll be able to tell. We're going to announce it here. They're going to get all that stuff ready so we can communicate. There's not going to be a whole lot of practice time. There won't be any special teams, no kickoffs, no punts. We're just going to basically just try to be a couple hours of practice before, run some basic stuff. It's just an extra way to have a lot of fun. This draft, it works good. You get to play with different players you normally wouldn't get to, meet some new friends along the way, and if you're on the opposite team with some of your teammates, be good for bragging rights. So that's how it's going to work. So that's the South and the North. That's how it's going to be. We're going to take turns drafting players. Every player will get drafted by a team, no matter what, North or South. And if you show up, you're going to play. I've had all kinds of people ask me, how's the draft work? Is only certain people going to get drafted? All that. Everybody is going to get drafted to a team, either the North or the South, one or the other. Okay? So, and if you get drafted, you are going to play. All right, but you can't, you got to show up. It's not up to us. We're gonna do the best we can with this draft, and we want everybody to participate. We got about 40 players. It's going to be on each team. That's a lot, but also remember, you're thinking that's a lot of players. That's more than anybody one team's got. But here's the key. We got two teams are going to play in the division, the mid-major division for a championship, and the Iron Woman division for a championship. So four teams out of seven are going to have players playing. So for a lot of you girls that are on teams that are not going to play in that championship, you're probably going to be playing a lot. So if you get drafted, you most definitely want to show up. I have had multiple conversations with Coach Hickam, and we're on the same page of what we're going to do. Listen, it's all about fun. Everybody wants to win. But the bottom line is we're doing this for these girls. We want to have fun. We want it to be a really fun deal. It's at the end of the season. It'll be the last thing that happens before next year. So for some of these girls, for some of you, this is going to be the only participation you get to be at the championship game. Three teams are going to get left out of playing for a championship. So this is a way that hopefully you can be on a winning team and be the all-star team. So how it's going to work is me and Coach Hickam flip the coin, and I won the toss, and we're going to draft these players in this order. This is how it's going to go. We're going to draft the O-line and D-line. They're all together. I'm going to get the first pick. He's going to take the second. And we're going to alternate all the way down through those O-line, D-line players. There's more O-line and D-line players than there is anybody, okay? So no matter what, we're going to finish that category before we move on to another category. So if you're a quarterback or running back, you say, oh, Lord, they're drafted players and I ain't getting drafted. We're going to get to you, but we're going to go in this order. Pay attention. It's going to be crucial. O-line, D-line, they're first. The offensive line never gets no love. Defensive line, they never get no love. Guess what? They're drafting first tonight. They're going to get drafted first tonight. Quarterbacks, you get all the limelight, you're second tonight. Wide receivers, you're third. Running backs, you're fourth. DNs, you're fifth. Linebackers, you're sixth. D-backs, you're seventh. And tight ends, you will be the last drafted. Now, again, no matter what, if you're on these rosters that your team, that I got in my hand, that your team's turned in, you are going to get drafted, okay? So if you get drafted and you can't play or don't want to play or get hurt or whatever, you need to let your group, your coaches of that side know immediately so they can scratch you and be planning on, because from the time we get these players, we're going to be trying to get set in how we're going to do it. You know, like, for instance, I talked to Coach today, and if we each draft three quarterbacks, one's going to start a quarter, next one start a quarter, another one start a quarter, whoever's playing the best is going to start the fourth quarter, okay? So we're trying to get an idea of where we're going to play these people. So if you can't make it, you make sure you let one of us know, let your group know, okay? After this draft, be sure to find the group on Facebook of who you got drafted to. Join that group so you can find out the information and stuff you need, all right? So another thing, once we get done here, make sure you get with Shebony Jackson, either through her personal Facebook or the RBA Tomahawks, to find out what you need to do about your jersey. We have got to get these jerseys ordered than the next day to assure they're going to be here. I don't know how they run. I just been telling her girls that talk to me about it, order what size you usually wear. She can tell you more than I can, so you need to get up with her. That's tonight, following this podcast, okay? Following this draft, make sure you get with 70, because that's exactly how it's going to go. So if everybody's ready, if Coach Wallace, Jennifer, and the crew out there are ready, we will start this draft. Is everybody ready? Give me a thumbs up. Okay. So is everybody ready on the Coach Hickams end? You've all heard from them. They ready to go?
Okay. I'm getting the thumbs up. All right. So Mike Wallace is, we get the first pick, and he's holding up that we're taking Hall of Famer Jennifer Johnson from the Tennessee Thunder as our first pick in the draft. Okay? There we go. So she's the first player offensive lineman taken. RBA, they will be choosing within the next minute. They'll be giving me a pick. Okay? So let me know as to who they're going to pick. Jennifer's been playing football for 10. This is her 10th year, and she's played for the Thunder for 8 or 9 years. She played for another team for 1 year. She also plays on the AFE All-Star team. She was the co-offensive MVP of the Mexico games last year. They went there and played 3 or 4 games in 1 week, and she was co-MVP of that. So she's glad to be playing in another All-Star game. I can assure you that these things don't come easy. It seems like every year football gets tougher and tougher, and so we're ready to move on. It'll be a lot of fun. First year that we've coached this. Usually they have I'll usually let other coaches coach it, and like I said, just done something came up, and we had to take over. We're ready to roll with it, so looking forward to it. The games are going to be the championship games, and the All-Star games are going to be in Richmond, Virginia. The Chevy Jackson, owner of the RBA Tomahawks, they're hosting this. I have no doubt it's going to be a great venue. We're going to have Friday night. We're going to have an awards banquet, give the awards away, year-end awards, and all that stuff. Be a great, great venue. Both games are the Iron Woman's going to be at 11 a.m. on July the 1st, and at 6 o'clock that evening, going to be the mid-major division, and the All-Star game, I believe, starts at 12 or 1 on Sunday. Like I say, girls, we're only going to have a couple hours to – I know a lot of you, I've heard from a lot of players, not just the Thunder players, but other players, you know, concerning of how – you know, how you going to pick up an offense this fast or that fast. It's going to be basic simple, okay? They're going to try this to basically just run simple stuff so everybody can figure it out. It's to have fun, you know. We're not out here trying to get in all these schemes. We're just going to try to have a fun game. And I've been a part of this for several years. And to watch it, they're always close, you know. These games are always really, really close. So I'm looking forward to it again. You know, Mike sat up there the last time we did it, and he actually had called the game broadcasted on a live venue. So it's really, really good time, and it's a lot of fun, especially, like I say, the way we're doing it this year, it's going to be really, really fun. All right, I think their pick's coming in. Let's see. They're starting to write it on the board. Give me just a second, and I'll be looking at it. Okay, the North team is taking Alicia Keys, offensive lineman center from the RVA Tomahawks. That'd be a good pick for them. I know she's been their offensive lineman on the offensive lineman of the game several weeks or a couple different weeks for them. So they're getting somebody that they're familiar with. Remember, now they'll have the first pick. The North team will have the first pick in the quarterback round. Okay, so they're getting the first pick. So now we're on the South is on the board for their pick. Let's see. I don't know who they're going to take. Let's see. I think they're writing it down. Okay. The South, we are taking number 64, Allie Prince from Huntsville Tigers. That's our second pick. All right. I'm familiar with her. I can tell you that. She's a good player.
No doubt about that. Man, she's a beast, no doubt. We've played against her in a jamboree in the last game, and she beat us up pretty good, no doubt about it. Really good player. It'd be good to have her on the same side for a change. looking forward to getting a bunch of different players on these teams to coach, and to, you know, not just that. And I was talking to Coach Hickam today. Is the fact that you get an opportunity to coach different players, not to try to make them different players, just to show them that there's other different things out there, ways of doing things. Not only that, but to show your players, hey, here's how other players adapt to these systems, you know. So there's always good things that can become out of this. Nobody's trying to steal anybody's players. We're just all here to have fun and have a good time and make sure these girls get what they deserve, you know, to make an all-star team. Hey, it's an honor to make these, you know. When I was in school, they called out the you made all-state or second team all-state, but they didn't have a game you could play in. I think they do now, but, of course, Mike Wallace says I played back when the Leather Helmets, but nevertheless, that's what it was. So the North team, they're on the clock for their next pick. Let's see what they're about to come in at. They're still working on it, so we'll give them just a second. Talk about it. If you haven't, if you don't know, like I say, if you just joined us, we're going to go through all these categories. I see a bunch of different stuff popping up on this, on the phone here that we're on live with. If you just joined us, every person, player, is going to be drafted through these categories before we move on. You're going to get drafted by team. You're going to play if you show up. Okay, so they're choosing number 83, offensive lineman, Jessica Berry from the RBA. Tomahawks. All right. So far, they're staying in-house. Okay. All right. They know what they're getting. No doubt about it. They coach them every day. They know what they're about. So I don't know. We do have, I'll tell you something, we do have a couple. Jennifer Johnson's one place for the Tennessee Thunder, one place for the Cincinnati Sizzle. 163 and 168, so it might be get a little confusing, but 63 from the Thunder's off the board. So the other girl, we haven't got around to her yet. Tennessee is 63, and okay, let's see. I'm seeing the South is taking number 36, Ashley Brown from Huntsville Tigers. Wow. A really good pick. She's a good player too. Like I say, we've had the opportunity to play six quarters against these girls. Matter of fact, we're going this weekend. That's where we play in Huntsville, Alabama. They got a really, really nice field down there to play on. We're going down there. I'm sure it'll be good and hot. Be a good test for us. Last game was a really good game, 6-0 at half, 0-0 with a minute something left to go in half, we give them six with a pick six, so it's going to be another good game, I have no doubt. So looking forward to the opportunity, no doubt about it. As I was saying, if you're just joining us, don't get out of whack. If you haven't heard your name, we're drafting all the O-line and D-line players first and foremost before we draft anybody else. The quarterbacks are next, and then we will draft on down wide receivers after that, running back. So every category is going to have their chance. So we're not trying to move on or nothing like that. So if you get if you don't think you're getting misled or anything like that, we're gonna get to you. I'll assure you. All right, the North is on the board here. Let's see. I think they're telling me something. They are going with number 44, Jessalyn Barksdale from Huntsville Tigers.
That's three players off the Huntsville All-Stars that's already off the board. She's a good player as well. Like I said, we have the honor of playing against them so far. 2 6 quarters in the Jamboree, 2 and then the game. And then we go there this coming weekend. Should be a really, really good game. Good venue, nice place to play. I have no doubt it'll be really, really hot. Not looking forward to that so much. But all right, the South, they're in there talking about who we're going to take. I don't really know. I've looked over these players and stuff, but hadn't really sit down and decided who he was taking. So they're working hard on it out there, and they're getting ready to send me somebody in here. So let's see. All right, we're getting number 53, Lily Montanez from the Tennessee Thunder. That's her next pick. We're making a lot of people happy, picking a lot of linemen getting to go first tonight, getting to pick these girls high. You know what, man, this is a great opportunity for these women to get to play in these All-Star games, get to be picked like this. The linemen never, I'm telling you, offensive linemen do all the work and never get any of the glory other than maybe just their teammates. So it's great that we're giving these offensive linemen the just deserve. So I'm excited about that, really been excited about it. You know, just the fact that we're picking them, you know, in these orders is really good. And the linemen to be a lineman and to be picked pretty high in this draft, that's another. Let's see. All right. The North, they're picking, 96, number 96, Kamisha Brody, RVA. Well, they're staying in-house with a lot of players. They know what they got, that's for sure. That's a really good pick for them. I don't know. I've not watched any film on any of these teams, so I don't know exactly who we got and none of that nature. I just know the South Carolina and the Thunder players and the Huntsville Tiger players because we've played them. And of course, me and Mike coached the Thunder players, and we've been around them a lot. So we will see who we're getting. I do know a lot of the other players. I do know because they play on some of the AFB All-Stars, that team that Jennifer plays on. There's a lot of these girls on these other teams that I know from that play on those. So I do know some of the players. All right, the South. Their next pick is number 97, Octavia Griswold from the Detroit Press. I do know her. Matter of fact, she's a really good player. I haven't seen her in a while, but she's a really good player. So she's off the board. How many does that make now? Everybody's got 4, 3 for the four. Everybody's got 4. Okay, so we're getting them off there. Listen, folks, there's a lot more offensive and defensive linemen than there is anything. So just hang in there. We are getting to you, I promise. So don't think for a minute that we're not getting there. We are. It just takes a minute to, you know, I know this is a really fun game. Don't get me wrong. I've been a part. Matter of fact, the first year that we took over the league, that was a main goal of mine is to have an All-Star game. The first several years that we played in this league that didn't own it, they announced All-Stars, but they didn't play a game. And, you know, once we took over the league, my main thing was I wanted to create an All-Star game. You know, I want them to have fun. And I had different teams, of course, throughout, and tell me that, you know what, they just really appreciate this, had so much fun doing and playing in an All-Star game because they get to play with different people, different coaches, and everything. So, you know, this is really good to for morale, you know, and again, it's after all the seriousness and stuff's over, you get down to playing in a fun game. Of course, everybody wants to win. Of course, everybody wants bragging rights. But you know what? The end of the year, it's the last thing before the season is over. Teams are getting ready to start, you know, shoot, as soon as the championship's over, there'll be a lot of these teams start their rebuilding and start looking forward to next year. All right, the North, their pick is number 13, Nina Johnson from the RVA Tomahawks. All right, let's see. Mark her up. I don't know which side of the ball she plays on. We're drafting offense and defense linemen at the same time. So we just getting them as they come. Like I said, they certainly know what they're getting. And so we'll see what happens. So that'll be, you know what you're getting. So. Well, let's see. All right, what we got here? The South. Is that the pick for the South right there? The South is picking number 96, Christy Brandon from the Detroit Proud. Wow. They two Proud defensive and offensive linemen. So far, the RVA and the Detroit Proud is a well representative right here in the. And the line, two teams that have certainly battled it out a lot. Huntsville, they've got three off the board. Like I say, they're a tough team. They're tough, maybe the toughest team in the whole league. I haven't seen all the other teams play. They're certainly tough, no doubt about it. They're good for they bring what they bring and they play, and by gosh, they play hard the whole game. So, and you know what? That's the way I like football. That's the last thing I said after we lost to them is you're tough, and I really appreciate it. I do appreciate that kind of play, no doubt about it. Really, really fun, and I like the fact that they get after it. And no, BJ, we're not expecting any callers tonight. We're just going to do this draft and get through it. We've got a lot of players to get through. Categories. And if anybody's joining us, please just bear with us. We're going to get to all these positions. I know I keep them pop up on this screen here to let you know, telling me stuff. So we're going to get there. We're slowly marking them off, but surely. There ain't no other category has this many players on it. So we're getting there. Like I said, slowly but surely. The North pick, and I see them writing stuff down out there from the North, so they're getting ready to send it to me. And it ought to be a pretty good pick. They know what they want. Hey, man, that's the thing. You get the pick from this whole folks. Shoot, I'd like to have this man to pick from all the time. That'd be great, wouldn't it? All right, they're picking, let's see, number 13, Chantel Shelton from the Detroit Proud. Well, I certainly know Chantel real well. She was on the same side of the coaching staff as I was at the AFE game in Orlando, All-Star game. We was on the same side. Know her real well. She's one of the owners, I believe, of the Detroit Proud as well. Good person, like her a lot. I got to see her play, but I certainly will. And how far away are we? About what? 6 weeks away from 6 weeks away from the championship. It's hard to believe. Seems like yesterday it just started, and we're just 6 weeks away. Time flies. I know that these teams in the mid-major division, their season's about over. They got some of them only got one game. Some of them got two. One team's got three because of an unforeseen death come up and we had to reschedule a game. So they've got three games. All right, let's see who the South is picking. We're picking. picking number 39, Precious Hunky from the Cincinnati Sizzle.
All right. Sizzle getting on the board here. Another lineman flying off.
Hey, like I said, they're second in the power ranking, so sure they got some really good players up there, no doubt. Every time I've ever had the opportunity to play them, they're sure enough tough, no doubt about that. They give us all we want in 130-degree temperature, I believe, that day. Hadn't have been for air-conditioned locker room, I'm not sure we'd have made it. So 16 picks. In the offensive lineman, D lineman category left. So that means we're probably halfway through, close to it. Your name ain't been called. You're going to be. It's going to be called. Everybody is gonna play. And, if you show up, that's all I can tell you. If you don't want to play, it's your own fault. I can't make anybody want to play. Can't make you. I won't show up and be a part of something fun. It's all up to you as players. But we're doing this for the players. Is this the North pick? They are taking number 15, Emerald Johnson from the Michigan Queens. All right, Michigan Queens getting on the board represented, I'm sorry. So that's who their pick is. Good deal.
I told you earlier, I lied to you. I watched a little bit of the Cincinnati and Michigan game, and Michigan got some tough girls too. They're not as big as a lot of other teams, but they're tough. They give Cincinnati all they wanted for about 3.5 quarters. Punt return deep in the Michigan territory, set up touchdown with not a whole lot of time left in the fourth quarter, and that game ended 6-0. So they're really good. So the South is in. Number 66, Sam Coder, I guess how you say that, from the Detroit Proud. All right. Well, we're getting players from different teams on the South. There ain't no doubt about that. Looking forward to having these girls. That means there's players from both teams already on each side. I know Huntsville's got two players on the South, one on the North. Detroit's got some on the South and the North. So man, it's gonna be for some good football right there. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. We hadn't planned on it, but we're gonna embrace it. That's for sure. There's going to be a lot of games this weekend all across the country, not just in the USWFL. But if there's a game, if you're not playing and there's a game in your area, go support women's football. That's what we need. We need way more support out there than what we've got. It's tough. These women and ladies, they do a lot to just to play football, you know. We're on an uphill swim all the time in women's football. So, you know, that's where we're at. So, whose pick is this? Is this the North or the South? This is the North pick. They are taking number 40. Aku Nelson from the Huntsville Tigers. All right. Flying off there like crazy.
No doubt. Good players. I know that for a fact. Them are good, tough players. No ifs, ands, or buts. They are good, tough players. So, let's see here. That means we're getting closer. We should be halfway through these picks, right? So, as I was saying, go support women's football. It don't matter whose team you Or I know there was a team in our league went once two teams from the WFA play last week. So is this the South pick right here? South is picking number 78, Ashley Holloway. Wow, from the Tennessee Thunder. No ifs, ands, or buts. The youngest player in this draft, folks. No
doubt about it. A freshman in high school playing in an All-Star game. Wow. That stuff dreams are made of right there. If you're a young kid out there, that ought to be something that, you know, I just can't put it in words. I mean, I never even got to play in one period. And you know, I know a lot of women that never even got to start playing football till they were in their 30s or 40s. And here we got a freshman in high school playing and starting on a women's football team, and not only that, making an All-Star game. And that's just unreal. She ought to be really, really happy. It's just unbelievable. I can tell you that right now. I'm happy for her. She's put in a whole lot of work. Okay, so this is the North pick, and they are picking number 44. Ashley Rivera from the Michigan Queens. Riviera, I guess it is. From the Michigan Queens. All right. So, let's see. Like I say, I don't know a whole lot about those players, but I did watch them play, and they're really, really good. And, you know, I see something may pop up here from another team and posting on here like, wow, freshman, let's go, and a bunch of strong arms. You know, honestly, first of all, appreciate you doing that. But you don't know how far this girl's come from where she came to this team to where she is now. I mean, she got a lot of improvement to do. There's no doubt about it. She knows it, and we all know it. But to get over the hurdles that she's gotten over to get to this point is really just unreal. And she's not the only freshman in high school we have on this team. We have two more. So they've come a long way. They put in a lot of extra work every week. We were just talking about them today. I don't know that anybody else on our team could go through what those three go through just to stay on this football team. Whose pick is this? This is the South pick, and they are choosing number 23, Francesca Miller from the South Carolina Scorpions. All right, South Carolina. Their record may not be the best, but they're tough. I know that for a fact too. We've played them six quarters as well. They're a really tough team. I know these Iron Woman teams. They're starting to get more players on them. I know all the Iron Woman teams have signed some players the last few weeks, but. You know, that's why it is starting out. It's been slow. Injuries. I mean, everybody knows what kind of injuries you go through, you know, and that's something that we all endure, and it's a bad part of the game. It's fortunate, but it is part of the game. We see it all the time. You know, it's how you come back from those and how you look at them, and, you know, how serious of an injury is it? Is it just season ending, or something? Is it just hurt, or, you know, something you can play through? You know, there's different types of that stuff. So we got 10 picks left, I'm told. Okay, so we're getting there, folks. O-line, D-line, that is. Don't get too frustrated. We got 10 picks of O-line, D-line. After that, these categories will probably go pretty fast because there's not too many. And, you know, these lines, it takes a long time to pick them. You got to see who you want. It's going to be in your system, somebody you trust, stuff of that nature. So who? The North, okay? The North is picking number 13 from the Tennessee Thunder, Zoe Moreland. Congratulations, Zoe. You will be on the North. You have teammates on the South, but you're going to be on the North. It don't matter. You made it, and you're in there. That's all that matters, folks. You make it, and you get to go play. That's the way I see it. It don't matter who you play for. Last time, the Thunder sent five players to the AFP All-Stars. Three played on one side, and two played on the other. Three left happy, and two left mad. So, it'll probably be that way this time. Somebody, when you get different teammates on different teams, you're going to have happy, and you're going to have sad, but no, in all reality, you know, this is the kind of thing that your teammates ought to be happy for you no matter what. And, you know, it's unfortunate that
a lot of times that we can't. I'll be happy for our teammates and stuff. You know, there's a lot of selfish players and people out there. So, all right, the South is picking number 20, Jasmine Thomas from the Michigan Queens.
Well, they got players on both sides of the draft.
We're starting to roll along pretty good. Starting to get faster out of here. So I see a lot of new people are joining. Hey, I appreciate y'all tuning in. We do this podcast every Thursday night just to talk about women's football. Special night tonight. We're going live here on Facebook to show this draft and do the show. Like I say, it's real fun. I talk about not just the teams in our league, but the teams in mostly in the WNFC. I can't keep up with all of them in the WFA, and they do things a little different over there. But I do talk about them. I know my player of the year so far is from a team in Ohio at 24, 25 solo tackles in a game. And I forget a turnover too. It's unbelievable. So yeah, I don't care who you play for. If you're good, you're good. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the hard work you put in to get to that point. So let's see. They're writing down the North pick. Let's see who they're taking here. Oh, they're taking Melody Owens, number 50 from the Tennessee Thunder. All right, we're starting to get some real rivals out there. Melody's played for a lot of years. She's played for us on and off. I think it's her second or third year. She played for Huntsville last year. Been dealing some injuries, but playing through them, probably be her last year, at least unless she gets feeling a lot better. Wants to end it on a positive note. Appreciate her coming back and playing and giving everything she's been giving for our team. And they'll be getting a good player. She can play any position on the line. So she'll be lining up against a lot of her teammates, I'm sure, along the way. But you know what? That's just what it's about. Joining, having fun, and playing the game. All right. That's the North. Here we get the South coming in. They're writing it down as we speak. We're taking Joanne Wilson, number 20, from the South Carolina Storms. All right. They are from the South, so they're going to be in the South. They're on the South. How about that? They're really good. They're really good players. She's number 21, my bad. I was looking for it. Okay, 21. I start sad it had no 20. All right, we made it. We got it figured out. Six left. That's what I'm hearing. All right. Team, I guess, well, since the South picked first, so the North's got four picks, and the South's only got two, or how's that work? Are we even or what? We shouldn't be even. One team's going to wind up with more than the other on the offensive line. Or defensive line on both, however you want to say it. So that's just how it's going to be with not even numbers. So one team will have one more player out of this bracket than the other one. And whoever, it may be the South because they picked first. They'll probably have one more lineman on it, and then the North will have one more in the next round. So the North is picking number 41, Taylor Aberdeen from the Detroit Firehawks. Well, they got players for sure on both sides. So all right, so means we're down to five. Five left to go. See who they're gonna be. Let's see how many I've got crossed out. Blah blah blah. Anyway, we got people listening all over. Like I say, if you're just joining us, we're gonna get to you. But if you get a chance, go watch a game somewhere. It's not just about
teams. It's supporting women's football. Like I said, I know a team that went and watched two teams the other day play that's not even in their league or you know, none of that nature. They just went to watch women's football and support them. That's what we need more of, folks, no doubt about it. So this is the South. They are picking number 83, Patty Thompson from the South Carolina school. All right. Let's see. There we go. So, well, we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 5 left. We got 5 left. 2, 3, 4. 4 left. That's right. Mike Wallace, stay out of the beer cooler, son. I'll do the counting. I'm just kidding. Oh, Lord. I thought she told me 6 a minute ago, and then we picked 2 and made 4. So, but my math could be wrong. I did 10 Sullivan East High School. So it could have been wrong, but I thought she told me. There's a lot of football left to be played. Nobody has won anything yet. I know you get teams that have better records, but we still have to have a playoff game. So nobody's won nothing yet, folks. There's still plenty to play for, no doubt about that. So just be prepared that anything can happen. It's still early. You know, we've all seen it. We've all watched it, college and NFL and all that. I mean, you remember college last year, the Georgia Bulldogs, they were the number one team all year and just barely won in the first round. All right, the North is picking number 8, Brittany Rivas from the Michigan Queens. Brittany Rivas from the Michigan Queens. All right. We're about to get there. I'm telling you, we're getting close. Again, the quarterbacks are next. The North has the first pick in that round. It's going to be interesting to see who they take. They've been taking a lot of in-house players. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, folks. I know, I understand. They know what they get. You playing these games, you don't get a whole lot of practice. It could mean a lot. That knows what you want to do. Yeah, a lot on the line. Is this the South pick? It's the South pick. Okay, they're taking number 60 from the Cincinnati Sizzle, Bridget Wright. Bridget Wright from the Cincinnati Sizzles. She is on Team South. By the way, the South is going to be blue and the North is going to be red. South is blue, North is red. 2 picks left. All right, 2 picks left. Yep. That's what I have. 2 picks, and then we're going on to the quarterbacks. That's going to be nerve-wracking. So we will see who they pick right here. They're writing something down. Is this the North pick right here? Yep. They're getting ready. It ain't coming yet, but they're getting ready for it. 2 picks left. Man, it don't matter where you get picked. It's where you finish that game and where you show up. I know the first time Jennifer was in a draft, she was like the next to the last player pick. You know what? The very next, that was in what they picked that in, April, March or April. And then later on that year, she went to Mexico and was co-offensive MVP of that whole tournament down there. So it ain't where you're picked, folks. I'm here to tell you. A lot of it's just people don't know who's who. You know, and I certainly don't know who's who. Well, it looks like the North and the South each have a Jennifer Johnson. So they're picking number 68, Jennifer Johnson from the South, to be on the North. So she's from the Cincinnati Sizzle as well. So that means the South is going to wind up with Jamelia McCollum from the Cincinnati Sizzle. That should be the last pick, number 61. Jamelia or Jamal, I don't know how you say some of these names. from the Cincinnati. Is that correct? Am I right?
Okay. Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break. They're going to take a short break here. Fill in and make sure we get all this wrote down on the same thing. Again, folks, what I'm telling you is nothing is set in stone. Who's going to win a championship or who's did this or who did that? We still have a lot of football to play. I know there's still teams that have regular season games to play. I do know this, that just by their record alone, that the RBA Tomahawks are the number one seed right now. They're for sure going to host the game. So we will see. As of right now, if them and Cincinnati wind up with the same record as of right now, they own the tiebreaker. But things could change. We also do know, because of the tiebreaker, no matter what happens in the Iron Woman division, that the Huntsville Tigers, they're already in. The tiebreaker was set and decided for the Jamboree. That was the tiebreaker. They own the first tiebreaker, the Thunder own the second tiebreaker. So that's the way that's going to go. All right. We're getting set. Start your quarterback round. North, they have the first pick in this quarterback round. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they take their quarterback, knowing she's in their system. Okay, the pick's in. They are taking Tanisha. Is it Tanisha, or how do you say that? Somebody tell me. Bunting. Anyway, their quarterback, number 45, from the RBA. She is on the North team. Okay, so the South, they're on there. Let's see who they're taking. South is taking number 33, Adrian Marsh from the Huntsville Tigers. Well, she's a really good player, too, no doubt about that. Let's see what happens right here. But the North, they got the second pick, or they got the pick now, which would be the third pick. So, see who they take. They got one. Like I said, let's see. I know if some of these people, I know if you're wondering, you fell under. We had so many quarterbacks and stuff, and you had multiple positions. That these were the players that we were told that were starting quarterbacks on these teams is why we put them there. That don't mean if you're a quarterback and get drafted that you won't get to play quarterback. I don't know, but I do know that each team is going to have at least three quarterbacks. Okay, so we will see from there. And there's still lots of play people injuries, you know. And if your team plays in the championship game, you're gonna get beat up a lot. And then the very next day, you have to play again. Probably not going to be feeling as good as what you'd like to be. So it could be a rough day for a lot of players playing both. I know we have last year played two games within like 2 hours of one another, and the temperature was 100 some degrees on a turf field, and it was hot. So it's tough. So I'm sure that you're going to get to play a lot of football in this. Be a really, really fun game, no doubt about it. I know the WNFC, a lot of teams are already finished their season in there. They got good teams at the top of that bracket. Well, they got one really, really good team, and then a handful of pretty good teams, and then some that wasn't quite as good. But that Texas Elite Spartans, they're in a class of their own, no doubt about that. Them and the Boston Renegades from the WFA, they are really, really good too. I'd like to see those two teams play. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to watch
I'd go watch that game no matter where it was. If they would play, I would go watch that game. All right, the North is picking Mika, Vinny, or Viney, whatever, quarterback from the Detroit Prowl. That's their second quarterback taken. All right. Mixing it up there. Probably about the same kind of quarterbacks, I guess. I don't know. They know them. I'm sure is why they are taking them. I don't blame them. You know what exactly what you're getting. That's the North pick. That's their second quarterback taken. He's from the Detroit Prowl. So I think she's in there. All right, the South, they're taking number 22, Ashley Miner from the Tennessee Titans. Your face. Got about that. Ashley's a good player, I know. Got a lot to get better on, but getting there. We got three picks left. So the South wound up, if I'm not mistaken, with one more player than the North did in the lineman bracket. So right here, the North is going to wind up with one more player in this bracket. It's going to even out. When this is done, then we'll both have the same amount of players. So at the end, somebody might wind up with one player or another, more than the other. It's not going to matter. Like I say, there's going to be lots of football played. I know for our team, we got the South, we got a special routine that we're going to go with. All right, the South is going with number 2, Evan Rios from the Cincinnati Scissor. That's the North. My bad. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's the North. They're going with Evan Rios from the Cincinnati Scissor. We just took, South just took Ashley. I'm sorry, folks.
Can't remember. We've been taking turns picking back and forth here. I got confused. They have taken her, and again, they have played her, so they know what they're getting. I don't know what they how these players are. I don't know what kind of offenses they are or anything. The South, all right, they're taking number 16, Lurie Brown from Michigan Queens. All right, so that means the North will get Janelle Edwards from the South Carolina Scorpions. Again, we are even. They had one more player in that round. We got one more in the first category. So, move on to the wide receivers. The South, first pick in the wide receiver round. We'll give them just a second to get things going out here. Man, I'm excited to get these different players, new players on this South team that we're not used to seeing and see where it all falls out. So see what kind of players we get. Everybody that's watching, I appreciate you tuning in. I see a lot of players on here that familiar faces that we play against, and already somebody's saying go North. Well, we're gonna say go South, but we're looking forward to the challenge, no doubt about it. So the South right now, they're picked. Let's see who we're taking. All right, we are taking number 11, Jenna Gray from the RVA Tomahawks. Ooh, she's a really good player. I've watched some highlights on her. I know they're getting a good wide receiver, somebody to throw to. She can run the ball as well. So really, really good player there. Glad to have her. No doubt about it. Who this person's from the thing go North. So we will see what happens here. Let's see who the North is going to take in their first pick of this wide receiver category. I'm sure they probably was looking at the pick we just took, so they're probably having to back up a punt here. I know she's really good. She's been a player of the week several weeks. Again, they will pick first in the running back round. We're going to alternate
all the way down through. So that's the fairest thing we can do is just take turns and take them as they come. You know, it's been I like this setup. I really do. It gives us an opportunity for one reason too. I bet they have. No trade. How much money they got? I'm just kidding. we had 17, so they it been hard to pick who was going to play who and how we was going to make it fair, and this is just the fairest and funnest way for us to do it. Okay, so they're taking number 8, Trinity McGill, from the RBA. I figured they'd come. I was hoping they wouldn't. I was hoping to try to steal both of them, but I didn't figure that would happen. Get a little friendly rivalry going here already. I done talked to Coach today. We was already talking a little bit of smack back and forth, saying a few things here and there. But, no, really, it's a lot of fun and going to be a lot of fun. I'm telling you, the fact that, like I say, we get different players. And listen, man, to be the first player picked out of category, no matter who's picking, is an honor, I'll assure you. Okay, so we're taking number 85, Kayla Higgins, from the RBA. So we're really busting up their trio there. They really be wanting to trade now. But it's an honor to be picked first in any category. I'll guarantee you that. From you start talking, you watch the NFL draft, and those guys, you know, are getting picked first and how emotional they get. We watched that draft, and some of those guys are just breaking down before they could ever get to the stage. And, I mean, I know that's a bigger thing, but, you know, for women and women's tackle football, anything like this is a great opportunity. And like you say, to be picked first is an honor for me. So let's see what they're going to go this round. Let's see, we're in 1, 2, 3, 4. So there's 11 in this round, so the South will wind up with one more player out of this round than the North did. So who do they take? All right, they're taking number 20, Toya Chanel, wide receiver from the Detroit Prow. Like I said, they've had the honor of being able to watch these players right up close and personal. We haven't, so I don't know exactly, you know, what we're getting, but it is. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how we can use these players. Tell you that. Figure out ways to get them all involved. That's the whole key in a short period of time. Figuring out how we're going to do this in a short period. All right, the South, they're taking number 10, Emily Harrell from the Tennessee Thunder. Well, Emily is a second-year player, played college basketball somewhere, I can't remember where. Good target. Still reaching out there for to be the best she can be. Got a lot of work to do and still grinding. Good pick. That's the first receiver for, let's see, off the Thunder team. I think they had 2 in this round, in this category, I'm sorry. So, I see them writing down something. They are taking number 1, Charetta Pride, from the Cincinnati Sizzle, the North pick. Soretta, however you say it. I'm sorry, folks. I've not heard any of these names pronounced, so I'm doing the best I can. I know she plays for Maddie Sizzle, and her last name's Pride. I can't pronounce that. So that we should be down to what? Four left? Five left? Oh, okay, we are at five, my bad. That's why I said I went so beneath, so don't hold that against me. Again, folks, that once we get done with this, get on there and find your group to see where you play. Is this the South pick right here? The South is picking Casey Hall from the Tennessee Thunder. Casey is playing for this. It's probably her third year, maybe. He's a pretty good quarterback as well. Had Achilles injury, was starting quarterback for the Thunder last year, tore Achilles after the second game, before the third game, like 2 days before the third game. So she's rehabbing. Just really now getting back to probably just now been a year since she tore that Achilles. So she's probably just now getting back to 100%. She plays the offense and defense, so we certainly know what her talents are and what she can do. Glad to have her on the South. So we got four left. Excuse me. So again, there will be no special teams in the All-Star game. I know that, you know, don't have a lot of time to practice. So, you know, and like me and Coach talked today, saves us from trying to figure out who can kick, who can punt, and all that. We waste more time. We want to put a good competitive team out there to play offense and defense. And, you know, most of these games come down to either a one score or less. Every game I've ever seen in this has come down to a 1 point or one possession game. There has not been any blowout in any of these All-Star games since we started this. So it should be a really, really great game. We start taking all these good players together on different sides. And let's see who they're taking. They're taking number 22, Taisha Suber from the South Carolina Scorpions. That is the North pick right there. Taisha Suber. Don't remember a whole lot about her, but they got some good players over there, no doubt. But you know, the thing is, what's going to make it fun is coaches, you know, playing enough players throughout the first two or three quarters to keep this game close, to see who meshes and plays good, to try to win it or steal it down the stretch. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be really, really fun. Is this the South pick? They're picking number 0, Markia Turner from the Cincinnati Sizzle. That is the South pick. I know we're down to two left. I can count that. I got that wrote down on my paper. We're down to two. And then we're going to move on to the running back round. Okay? A lot of players, like I say, we had to move them around because we were real heavy with one or the other. Some of these running backs are linebackers, and whatever they put down the first position wise, a lot of it is why you're in certain categories and not others. As you get there, you know, you may fit in better somewhere than you did. So then where do you thought you may? And so I'm certain that these coaches will figure out that, and you know, I'm certain that what players they drafted from the Thunder, he'll be calling me, asking me where they fit in and what they could do. This the South pick right here. This Sumer girl, South from the Scorpions. Okay, so the North is taking Tasha Feaster. Feaster, not Teaster. I know that. She's from the South Carolina Scorpions. That is the North. Okay, so that means the South will wind up with Andreana Thomas from the Cincinnati Sizzle. The South has one more player because there was one more in that round. So we're done with the wide receivers. We're moving on to the running back. Hey, we've got a lot of players off the board. We're getting down there close. The bulk of them was in the offense and the defense and linemen. Again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We do this every Thursday night, not necessarily go live, but we have a podcast every Thursday night just about women's football. It don't have to be live for you to tune in. It's called The Fifth Quarter with Coach Johnson. All we do is talk about women's football. I have coaches and players from other teams and players of all teams on. I've had coaches from California teams on, just different from different. Couple years ago, players from Canada, coaches Canada, and all over on. So we have a lot of different people and a lot of different things on here. And like I said, talk about women's football. That's what we want, enjoy. And I want to give back and say these girls are just deserved. The North gets the first pick in the running back round. So I'm sure they already know who they want. No doubt about it. They want, I thought they were writing it. That's their first pick. They want number 25, Brianna Patman from the Detroit Proud. There you go. Coming off the board first in the running backs. Congratulations. Never seen her play. I think they call her Bugs, if I'm not mistaken. I've talked to one of their owner coaches quite often and speaks highly of her. They've played her a couple of times, so they are aware of what she is capable of. No doubt about that. Of the South pick, let's see. So after this round, the North will wind up with one more player because there's an odd number in this round. Then we will be even again on players. So don't think that one's getting above the other on players after this running backs round. Everybody will be even, North and South, even players. If it's any at all, it's going to be just a few. The South is taking Diana Lyles from RVA, number 6. Your first pick in the running back. Hope I'm saying it right. I'm sure by the time I get to meet her, she will pronounce it for me, and then I won't keep making those mistakes. And I apologize. Main thing is I'm calling you in here. You're a member of the All-Stars, and you're on the South. So I appreciate you being on here. Appreciate you playing well enough that your team recognized you to be an All-Star. Like I say, what an honor. I know players that have played years and years that didn't make these All-Stars. So it's an honor to be there, not just to make it, to be able to play the game. That was what I didn't understand it. Why you have these if you're not going to play? And like I said, for some of these teams, they're going to not make the championship game. Gives them an opportunity to still come and watch and be a part of something they was a part of all year and play in these games. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Appreciate Jennifer, Mike, and Becky for coming over here to help and Chevany and Coach Hickam on that end, making all this happen. I know Chevany's been working really hard to put us a great venue together in Richmond to host this championship. Hey, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and I'll just tell you right now, if you don't think so, you should try to host one. She likes doing a good job, and I have no doubts that she won't do a great job. So, looking forward to the opportunity, I'm telling you. Let's see who we got coming in. Number 27, Milana Stramal. Is that how you say that? Stramal from the Michigan Queens. Montscrominelli. There you go. See, I did produce Milana Scrominelli. I got corrected. Thank you. Well, hey, the main thing is she just got picked by the who picked her? The South? The North? Picked her. Okay, that's the main thing. She got picked. And like I say, folks, don't get discouraged no matter where you get picked. It's when you get picked and what you do. You're going to get – you made the All-Stars. That's the main thing. It ain't no certain order you got to be picked in. We're just picking according to stats. And, well, a lot of these teams have seen what they played against and know and coach, and I understand. So, all right, this is the South pick. All right, the South is taking number 5, Tamar Fennell, from the Cincinnati Sizzle. I know one game she had like 3 touchdowns and a bunch of yards rushing. I do know that. She's, from what I understand, a really, really good player. I haven't got the opportunity to meet her yet, but we will hopefully in about 6 weeks. Somewhere along that line. Let's see how many we got left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players left. All right. So again, after this round, we're going to be even on players. The South and the North are going to have the same amount. So it'll all come out in the end. Somebody won't be able to make it. Something will happen. It'll be all right. It don't matter. One's got more than the other. It's all about, like I said, it ain't about really where you wind up. It's just about making it and playing. That's what's exciting for me is that, you know, you make this game. Your teammates and coaches, whoever voted on it, you did enough to catch their eye. So we're waiting on the North pick to come in right now. So see what happens. In case you didn't know, that the playoffs are going to be June the 17th in the mid-major division. The number 1 team will host the number 4 team. Number 2 team will host the number 3 team. Whoever wins those 2 games is who's gonna go to the championship. Those 2 games, okay? So that's who's gonna make the championship game. The playoffs are June 17th. So the North is taking number 4, Lauren Brewer from the RVA. Almost somebody they know, though. So, that's good. Staying with what they know. So, let's see who the South's going to pick here. Yeah, we're going to take number 21, Christina Harmon from the Tennessee Thunder. Well, that might make her happy being on the familiar territory with people chewing on her hind end several times. We got 3 left. Is that what I'm seeing, Mr. Wallace? 3 left. The North pick. North has the pick right now. Let's see. Like I say, with the South's going to wind up with one more player in this round. So, again, all right, they're going to take number 14, Lana Tucker from the Michigan Queens. That's the North. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, maybe they wasn't going to want to. Yeah, there was an odd number in there. There was an odd number. I thought I miscalculated earlier. So for all you that just now joining us. I know some of you are from the Cincinnati Sizzle. I know you've been at practice. This the South or North pick? South pick. The South is picking number 47 in Kia West from the South Carolina Scorpions. Okay, so that means the North will get Tamela Wilson from the South Carolina Scorpions. Okay, so the North pick first in that round. Is that right? Okay, so we're getting ready to move the defense here for a little bit. So South has the first pick in this round. But anyway, getting back to the people who's just now joining us, after this is over tonight, they're going to put together groups for the South and the North. Find which team you're on. Join that group. It'll be on the Facebook there somewhere. Find it. Join it. They'll be posting a lot of stuff, I'm sure, along the way, things that keep you updated, what's going on and all that. Also, find Chevenie Jackson. She's ordering the jerseys. We have to get these ordered immediately in time to get them here. Find her on the, let's see, let me get this pick in. We're taking linebackers, ain't we? Defensive end? Okay, my bad. I had the paper on. Who's the South taking? Number 9. Well, there's no number 9 on my paper. There it is. We're taking number 9 defensive end, Tyler Lawrence from the RBA Tomahawks. Congratulations, Tyler. You're on the South. Glad to have you. Find Stephanie Jackson or the RBA Tomahawks. Message her about these uniforms. I don't know how they run. She can tell you how they run. Find her. We have to get these ordered immediately. I know there's going to be multiple numbers. That's okay for this All-Star game. Each player has, you know, they made it this far. They deserve the right to wear the number they want to. So we're not going to worry about that. So there's going to be multiple of them. Just make sure you get her the correct size. We get these paid for. The South or the North has picked number 15, Lissette Russell from the Huntsville Tigers. So the South, they're going to take Kayla Henry from the Tennessee Thunder. Oh, Bam, you need to step up there. Play like an all-star. You get voted, you got to fill in big shoes. Let's go. But make sure you get the right jersey for yourself and get these ordered so we can all get them. Nobody wants to not play with their number or the wrong jersey. This is the North pick. They are taking Kennedy Dowley from Detroit Prowl. He's also a quarterback, folks, so they got four quarterbacks, so they probably won't need another one. But if something was to happen, I think she can play there. I think she can play anywhere. Okay, the South is taking number 29, Shiloh Austin from the Cincinnati Sizzle. All right, we've got several Cincinnati players on our team. Congratulations, girls. Hey, I'm excited to be coaching this South team. Like I said, I usually don't get involved, but things happen that fell into it, and here we are. We're looking forward to the opportunity. I can tell you that. And I'm going to tell you, if you're just a North pick, so if you're part of the South, we're going to keep it simple. We're not going to run a bunch of stuff. The North is taking number 8, Amanda Whitcomb from the Tennessee Thunder. Other one on the north side. Amanda's a good player. We just moved her to be in the last few weeks. She's doing a great job. You're getting a good player there. Hey, we're losing her, but you're gaining a really good player. Happy to have her in the All-Star game. Happy to have her on the team. So, looking forward to the opportunity. But if you're on the South, hey, we're just going to try to keep it simple, make sure we understand just the basic stuff so we can run offense and make them backless. So the North is taking number 13, Gina Stacks from the South Carolina Scorpions. Okay. Who left? We're getting down there. We're getting close. All right. Number 28, Shay Watson from the Cincinnati Sizzles. Is that the North pick? South pick? That's the North pick. Shay Watson from the Cincinnati Sizzle. Definitely got a lot of players on both sides of the North and South. So that means the South winds up with Patty Thompson from the South Carolina Scorpions right there. All right, now we're moving on to the linebackers. So we pick the South pick first of the North. You have the first pick in linebackers. See some Detroit Proud players watching. I know the Sam, you're watching. You was a high pick on the offensive line for the North. So congratulations. North, they're picking number 5, Amelia Binyard from the RVA Tomahawks. I guess I showed my hand too much earlier. The South is taking number 24, Tara Sampson from the RVA Tomahawks. So one on each side right there, folks. Two linebackers from the same team, one on each side. North and the South. We'll get a little bragging rights going on here before too long. I mean, we got a lot to play for before we get to this game, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure a lot of these players, will, like I say, within these groups, they'll start talking and chatting a lot. I know a lot of them, and they like to get it going. Let's see how many linebackers we got. Now, listen, again, they was – way more linebackers than this. They were just a lot of running backs and stuff too, so we just sort of spread it out so everybody'd have an opportunity to get thrown. So they're taking number 3, Ariel Merriweather from Huntsville Tigers. That's on the North. Okay. So South getting their stuff together out there. Number 13, Asia Nobles from Huntsville Tigers. You are a member of the South. I know they got players. Their players are about split on both sides of the bracket for sure. They're not all starting on the bracket, but both sides are about equal, same amounts. So the North is in now, or on the board now, on the clock to make their pick. We're about to get there. We're not too far away from ending this up. I mean, we have linebackers, defensive backs, and DMs left. So we've got number 8, Caitlin Street, Huntsville Tigers. Two players just went separate ways right there on the each side. Number 32, Jasmine Hamilton from the Detroit Proud. See, she was running back linebacker, so like I say, you might have to play some running back. I don't know. Get you there and see what's what, but some of those running backs that we moved to running backs or linebackers as well. So there's a lot of this stuff we'll have to figure out as we go. We're just trying to make it fair for everybody to have a certain position and get these players picked. But who's on the clock right now? The North. They're on the clock right now. Maybe we can be done in about 21 minutes. 81? How do you say that? Ayanna Buckley, 81, from the Detroit Prowl. She's also a wide receiver, so they probably know they're stealing a player to play both ways right there. They played them. We ain't had the luxury of knowing all that. 5 picks left in the linebackers. Then we're moving to defensive backs. You know, there's a lot of these defensive backs that I know of. Let's see, yep. And the South is going with number 6, Jasmine Gray from the Michigan Queens. She's a good player. I remember her from the old days. She's a really good player, good athlete. Both teams, I'm telling you, both. This should be a really, really good game between the North and the South right here. This ought to be a probably a defensive battle. I like some good defensive battles myself. They are going number 4, Myra Johnson from the Michigan Queens. Is that correct? Well, we got 3 picks left. Going number 13, Michelle Clark from the Cincinnati Sizzle. I think she can play quarterback as well, if I'm not mistaken. Who's on the clock now, North? They go in 89, Shirley Elder from a Cincinnati Sizzle. And we get Allie Gorska in the South. She's a good quarterback, too. I know that. So, shoot, we're all loaded. And it sort of be a barn burner of the game. Like I say, just because we're drafting these players right here, don't mean that that's the position exactly you're going to play. We had to split some of this stuff up. I hope you understand that, so we'll be figuring it out as we go along. So now we're on to the defensive backs. Is that correct? Who's up the pick in the defensive backs? The South. Okay. They are taking number 10. Is that correct? Tierra Derrick Jones from the Detroit Prowl. Congratulations, you are a member of the South, and you are the first defensive back chosen. Congratulations. This has been a lot of fun. It takes up a lot of time, but it's sure been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it, no doubt about it. They are taking number 2, Dennis Strong from Huntsville Tigers. Is that correct? That is the North. I know several of these back. Number 19, LaVon Smith from RVA Tomahawks. She's on the South. She's a really good player. I remember her from the old days. It'll be an odd number in this round, too, so whoever picked first will have one extra player in this round. North's on the clock. They're taking 88. Jaquana Logan, is that correct? RVA, number 88, Jaquana Logan. second pick in this round. Right. Man, you know what I love? I keep seeing these pop up and these different girls talking about North and South. And, hey, I'm glad you're part of each one of them. Like I say, this create a good rival also to help you make new friendships along the way. I know lots of these girls that, let's see, South is taking number 8, Valencia McCain, the Huntsville Tigers. I know for a fact the friendships that Jennifer's made and people I've met just being a part of this AFE thing has been really, really good and broaden your friendships and, you know, how you become teammates and just the camaraderie between you for different things. So they're taking number 2, Chantel Pally, RVA, is that correct? The North. So, Jasmine and Caesar, I see you're joining. If you are watching and you haven't been, your girls can, after this show, get on there and find your group. Who's picking this player? Sal? They are taking Courtney Powell from the Detroit Prowl. Really good player. For her, she went overseas and played for a team. Her and Jennifer had the opportunity. She did. She took it. Jennifer did not. So she's a really good player. Went over and made a big impact. I think she might. Did she get MVP of their team that year? I know she led them in tackles or something. Let's see, they are taking 29 from Mary Wells from the Detroit Prowl. But there are 2 players from each team, 1 on each side of the bracket. Anyway, Jasmine, your players can, in case they have not been listening, go find their group of who they're going to be in, North or South. Join that group. Also, I know some of your players have already reached out to Chevrolet. In case they haven't, find Chevrolet Jackson on Facebook or RVA Tomahawks and get these uniforms ordered, sizes and all that. Get it taken care of. We have to order them immediately to make sure we get them. So the South, is this the South pick? They are taking number 22, Janelle Sutterwhite from the Cincinnati Sizzle. Congratulations. You're on the South. Oh, it's going to be close. Is Rebecca going to be wearing red or is Rebecca going to be wearing blue? She's sweating bullets out there. I can see them.
Uh-oh.
Her glasses are fogged up. I can tell. She's sweating bullets. Let's see. Who did they pick? Number 7, Rebecca Pounders. Congratulations. You are a member of the North All-Stars. Is that correct? That means Kelly Bernadine from the Detroit Prowl. Congratulations. You are a member of the South. Glad to have you. Becky, you can unfog your glasses now. All right, so we're down to the tight ends. Is that correct? They have the pick. Is that correct? They have the first pick. North, you have the first pick. So, listen, we're down to 2 players left. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate everybody joining. We're going to have lots of fun in this game. We'll have lots of fun throughout the rest of you. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. North took number 24, Shania Crane Moe from the Cincinnati Sizzle. And that means that the South, congratulations to Emily Nelson from the Tennessee Thunder. You are a member of the South. So, hey, man, this has been so much fun. Really, I'm serious. I can't thank Jennifer and Becky and Mike enough for doing this. It's been a lot of work. I surely couldn't have did all this without them. I just don't hear running my mouth and having a good time. But this is all over. Congratulations to all you ladies out there that made the All-Star team, and all you team owners, if you're listening, you should be really, really proud of your players. You know what? You're going to have a bunch of different players on each side of this bracket, this draft, and you know what? They're going to need your support through this because there's going to be a lot of smack talking. And I'll announce who's on the north and the south right here in just a second to make sure if you are not sure of who you are. If there was anybody that we missed, we went over two or three times, but, hey, we could have missed something. I know a couple owners had a couple players that had been hurt that got cleared today. That's why there's a little odd number. So if there's anybody out there that we missed, please let us know so we can get you on one of these teams. We certainly didn't do it on purpose. But owners, take care of these players. You know what? You couldn't own a team or have a team without them. They're huge. We got about just a few minutes here. We've been at it almost 2 hours. I'm going to announce the North first. So I'm going to announce the North as they pick their players, and well, not just pick them, but I'm going to go in order here, and I'm going to announce all of them, and you try to listen so you'll know for sure which team you're on, okay? So first, they picked the O-line, D-line. They took Alicia Key, Jessica Berry, Jessalyn Barksdale, Kamisha Brody, Nina Johnson, Chantel Shelton, Emerald Johnson, Q Nelson, Ashley Riviera, Zoe Moreland, Melody Owens, Taylor Everdeen, Brittany Rivas, and the number 68, Jennifer Johnson from the Cincinnati Sizzle. That's their O-line, D-line. That is on the north. All right, their quarterback is Tanais Bunning. Tanais, however you say that, Bunning. Look here, I can't remember that. I wrote that down. I can't remember this player. Quarterback, I know she plays for the Prowl. Right here, Mika. Meaning they talk about my writing. Then they took Kevin Reyes from Cincinnati Sizzle and Janelle Edwards from the South Carolina Scorpions. Then the wide receivers, they took Trinity McGill from RVA, Toya Chanel from the Detroit Prowl, Toretta Pryde from the Cincinnati Sizzle, Taisha Suber from the South Carolina Scorpions, Tasha Feaster from the South Carolina Scorpions. Then they got running backs. They got Brianna Patman from the Detroit Prowl, Alana Stramiella from the Michigan Queens, Diana Tucker from the Michigan Queens, and Tamala Wilson from the South Carolina Scorpions. Defensive ends, they got number 15, Lissette Russell from the Huntsville Tigers, Kennedy Daly from the Detroit Prowl, Amanda Whitcomb from the Tennessee Thunder, and Shay Watson from the Cincinnati Sizzle. Linebackers, they took Camilla Benyard from RBA, Ariel Merriweather from Huntsville, Caitlin Street from Huntsville, Ayanna Buckley from the Detroit Prowl, Myra Johnson from the Michigan Queens, Shirley Elder from the Cincinnati Sizzle. They took defensive back, they took Jenna Strong from the Huntsville Tigers. They took Jaquana Logan from RVA, Chantel Talley from RVA, Mary Wells from the Detroit Prowl. Number 7, Becky Pounders from the Tennessee Thunder. And their tight end is Shania Framo from the Cincinnati Sizzle. That is all the players on the North. That is the North team right there. All right, this is the blue team, which is the South. We took Jennifer Johnson from the Tennessee Thunder, Callie Prince from Huntsville Tigers, Ashley Brown from Huntsville Tigers, Lily Montanez, Tennessee Thunder, Octavia Griswold, Detroit Prowl, Christy Brandon from the Detroit Prowl, Precious Hundy from the Cincinnati Sizzle, Sam Coadair from Detroit Prowl. I thought she was on the North. Glad to have you on the South. I thought they picked you. Ashley Holloway from the Tennessee Thunder. Francesca Miller from the South Carolina Scorpions. Jasmine Thomas from the Michigan Queens. Joanna Wilson from the South Carolina Scorpions. Patty Thompson, South Carolina Scorpions. Bridget Wright, Cincinnati Sizzle. Jamila McCollum, Cincinnati Sizzle. That's the O-line, D-line on the blue team, South team. Let's see. Quarterbacks. We got number 33, Adrian Marsh, Huntsville Tigers. Ashley Miner, Tennessee Thunder. Lurie Brown, Michigan Queens. Wide receivers, Jenna Gray, RVA. Kayla Higgins, RVA. Emily Harrell, Tennessee Thunder. Casey Hall, Tennessee Thunder. Markia Turner, Cincinnati Sizzle. And Andreana Thomas, Cincinnati Sizzle. That is your wide receivers on the South team. Running backs, we got Deanna Lyles, RVA. Tamara Pinnell, Cincinnati Sizzle. Christina Harmon, Tennessee Thunder, and Kara West, South Carolina Scorpions. That's your running back. The ends, we got Tyler Lawrence, RVA, Kayla Henry, Tennessee Thunder, Shiloh Austin, Cincinnati Sizzle, Jenna Stach, South Carolina Scorpions, Patty Thomas, South Carolina Scorpions. Those are your DNs. I know some of you girls play DN linebacker. We'll figure it out. Don't get all upset right now. We got a long way to go. Linebackers are Tara Sampson, RVA Tomahawks, Asia Nobles, Huntsville Tigers, Jasmine, I can't understand that, but Hamilton, Detroit Prowl, Jasmine Gray, I guess it's Jasmine Gray, Michigan Queens, Michelle Clark, Cincinnati Sizzle, Allie Gorska, Detroit Prowl. I know both of those two girls play quarterback as well. So we actually end up with five quarterbacks on the South if we need them. The DBs are Tierra Derrick Jones from the Detroit Prowl, LaVon Smith, RVA Tomahawks, Valencia McCain, Huntsville Tigers, Courtney Powell, Detroit Prowl. Chanel Sutterwhite, Cincinnati Sizzle. Kelly Bernadine, Detroit Prowl. Tight end, Emily Nelson, Tennessee Thunder. Congratulations to all the girls on both sides of this thing, the red and the blue. If we missed anybody, if any of you owners, any of you players know that we missed anybody, please let us know. We will get them on a team. Again, when this is over, it's just a very few minutes right here. Be sure, find your group. They're probably making them right now. Find the group. Join it. Get all this stuff done. Make sure you get a hold of Shebony Jackson one way or the other. Reach out to her through her personal Facebook or their teams, RVA Tomahawks, so we can get these jerseys ordered. Anything else before I close, girls, that I need to say on here? Huh? They're gonna post the list of us, Reggie, between the red and blue, so you'll know exactly what team you're on, because you could get confused. I thought one player was on the North, and I just seen she was on the South. So Again, congratulations to Sam, the girl from Detroit. I just couldn't remember who said she was. Again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the podcast, the Facebook Live. We do this every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Tune in anytime. We talk about women's football. I've had several players on from different teams this year. As we go along, we'll start having more. I appreciate it. This wouldn't be possible if J.C. Hawk Sports Network didn't give us this opportunity. It's been several years now we've been doing it, and I appreciate her giving me an opportunity to talk about women's football. We don't have anything else. We're going to close it down. If you have any questions, reach out to us. Like I say, you can find these teams, reach out to the league. What's that? Yes, it's going to be in Richmond. We will be posting that. RVA Tomahawks, they have won the rights to hold the championship. It is July 1st. All-Star Game is July 2nd. All going to be posted on there. Playoffs are June the 17th, not July, June the 17th. So all that's going to be on there. We're still working on exactly the host hotels of where we're going to have the banquet and give out these awards. If you have any questions, reach out to any of these teams. They know how to get a hold of the right people, Chevany, me. I don't have no Facebook page or social media, but this Thunder team does, and somebody will point us in the right direction. Appreciate everybody for listening. Until next week, we'll see you then.